Welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. And, were you going to sing?
I hadn't planned on it. Did you want me to sing?
I don't know.
Trees and cats and ornaments. It's Christmas time and we're sitting on the couch. Like that?
That's a good song.
Thanks. I appreciate that. My one tune.
Oh, as I take a drink of my gigantic old fashioned.
Yeah,
that's
you bought these special glasses so you wouldn't have as much booze, but I feel like you have more booze in that glass.
I thought I had to put enough in. Now I'm not going to, like, I'm like, I got to, well, because I added some club soda to it.
Oh, okay.
This is a finished with club soda, so I put some club soda in there.
We have that.
But I think I put in too much bourbon. So I might have to kill some of it.
And then put more club soda?
I guess, yeah. I guess that should be the thing, right?
Did you put your ice cube in it?
It's a big ice cube, yes.
I bought you a big ice cube tray.
I like it.
That makes the big ice cubes.
Yeah, you need big ice cubes for old man drinks.
That's true.
That's a rule.
It is a rule.
It's written in the old man Bible, which is just the Bible.
What, just like scrawled in the back by your alcoholic uncle?
Yeah. It's in the back cover. It's like, oh man,
all his
I finally read the Bible. Oh, what's this? Put giant ice cubes in... Old fashions, Psalm 69.
You want to make a good old fashioned? Follow the recipe I wrote in the back of the Bible. Also, my weed is in there.
Also, a tab of LSD. It's a really fucked up Bible.
Hey, I might have some Quaaludes left.
Nice. Uncle Jerry's drug Bible.
I like it.
Man.
We're actually going to talk about a book this week.
Yeah, we're actually talking about books. We've been having a hell of a past couple of weeks with this, with cats and the holidays.
Just, you know what? The holidays can fuck themselves.
Well, this is like the worst time of the year.
It really is. It's really, you know, and I'm just like, how is this even possible? I don't even have any friends, but I'm like constantly busy.
I
have no friends.
Right. Like, I
shouldn't be this busy, but I am.
Yeah, no, it's weird. Like, we've got, like, stuff to do, and, like, you know, I mean, obviously there's work and stuff, but, I mean, geez, it's crazy. Like, I don't like it.
No.
I don't like being busy on the holidays, because I'm like, I thought the holidays are supposed to be a good, like, slow time, because usually, like, especially when you come to, like, entertainment,
yeah,
like, fuck all happens during the holidays.
Yeah, shit,
you know, especially
down.
December.
Yeah.
You know, at least that's how it should be. I mean, unless if you're in the film industry and you're campaigning and stuff for the Oscars and, you know, shit like that, but it just feels like things kind of just go a certain way, you know? And
can we just talk real quick? I think our tree has hit maximum ornament.
Well, you should be happy.
Yeah, but now there's too many on there.
Well, I'm not.
I know I usually complain that there's not enough. And
well,
now,
that's your problem. That's the problem. You complain that there's too many ornaments. There's not enough ornaments. It's like, now you have enough ornaments. Now you're complaining.
I have too many ornaments. Yeah, it looks junky.
No, it doesn't.
It looks junky.
No, it doesn't. It looks fine. We have a, you know, you if you I look, you want to take off some ornaments? Go ahead.
I don't want to.
I know.
Just say it. It just, we have too many ornaments now.
Okay. Well, maybe next year we'll just get a bigger tree next year.
That might work.
This year on the tree, we have Parademon.
Yes. He is our tree topper this year.
He is our tree topper this year. In the tradition of putting my Kenner's superpowers figures on the trees.
Mm-hmm.
I am slowly running out of Kenner's superpowers.
I know.
I will have to just buy more, I guess. But
yeah, I guess
different ones. I mean, well, I still have a few others that I haven't done yet, like Green Arrow. I don't think Green Arrow's been up there.
No, not yet.
I don't think Plastic Man has been up there.
Not yet.
Tear.
No.
And Darkseid is not. Darkseid is like a big figure.
Well, that's four more years, so we're good to go.
Four more years. And hopefully in that time, I will pick up a Mantis, and maybe if I'm fancy, I'll get myself a Clark Kent, or if I'm really treating myself, I'm gonna get myself a Mr. Miracle or a Cyborg.
Oh yeah.
I always regret never buying that Cyborg loose, the loose Cyborg they had at Meltdown.
It was like $75.
I know, but I was like, you know, if things were different, maybe I could have just been like, hey, I'll take this.
That's
one
a ridiculous amount of money to pay for a Cyborg.
It's a ridiculous amount of money to pay for an action figure.
Yeah, it is. Don't do that.
Because I
well,
can't.
Well, I mean, whatever. You're talking. What you want, but
you're talking about. I mean, because this, considering this is, you're talking to a dude who will. I'll go to like you know, places, and they'll have like G.I. Joes for like $10, and I'm like, I really want some G.I. Joes. I'd really be like to have a few, but I don't want to spend $10 for one fucking G.I. Joe. You know, I mean, it depends. Like, I guess bigger the figure, the more it actually makes sense to pay for it.
Sure.
But I don't know. I'm a little bit meh when it comes to that stuff. Anyways, that's our tree.
Yep. Too many ornaments.
Too many ornaments. And, well, what else is there?
Well, the Captain Marvel trailer came out earlier this week.
Yeah.
We watched it.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. I think it looks great. I'm excited to see it.
I feel like it's been a while since I've seen a Marvel movie.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what?
What was the last one we saw?
Ant-Man?
Was it Ant-Man?
Ant-Man, I feel like Ant-Man and the Wasp, yeah.
Did we not see anything else between now and then?
I don't think there's been anything else between now and then, has there?
I feel like
wasn't another Guardians.
No.
I mean, the Avengers are all, you know, they've been raptured by Thanos.
Uh-huh.
And that was before Ant-Man and the Wasp, because the way the tag at the end of Ant-Man and the Wasp ties into it. And then also there was a tag that teased Captain Marvel, and here we are with Captain Marvel. So we have to get through her movie, and then we'll get the Avengers.
And that's not until next year.
Right.
And then the Avengers is, yeah, then we get a whole bunch, because eventually, I guess there's an Avengers trailer coming out.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
I think was it today?
I don't know if it actually came out. I kept hearing like people saying it wasn't going to drop because like HW's funeral or something.
Okay. Fair enough. Whatever.
I mean, I was like, I guess, like, what? I mean, we didn't get any mail today because of that, but all right.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Did that happen when Nixon died too?
I don't remember when Nixon died.
Like, well, wasn't that like
someone recently,
or Reagan, whatever? Like, when all
was it Reagan who recently died? Somebody recently died.
Well, I think Reagan was. It was either Reagan or Nixon. I think it was Reagan. Was like the last president to not. To pass away, the last old president to pass away.
Yeah, that might be right, but Jesus, how long ago was that?
I want to say that was 2004-ish, 2005 maybe.
Yeah, that's probably
because right. I remember there was a Louis Black did a some sort of comedy special, and he was like, or some sort of joke about Reagan's funeral, and just like, it was like, it's 4 days, it was like 4 days long. It's like, I thought they were burying him with spoons. But yeah, shit, I didn't realize. Wait, man, I did get mailed.
He died in 2004.
Yeah, see, Reagan?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, this is the President of Death podcast. I like.
Reagan is dead. We're just going to sit here and name all the presidents that are dead, starting with George Washington.
George dead. Washington, dead.
Apparently had the grossest mouth.
John Adams.
Dead.
Dead.
John Quincy Adams. Dead.
Thomas Jefferson.
Dead.
Zachary Taylor Thomas. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
What if we like really threw us over and be like, Andrew Jackson, alive.
Alive.
That horrible racist is still alive.
Oh man, God. You imagine Fox
hey,
News.
Another one.
That'd be like the best show. That'd be the top show on Fox. You'd be like, Andrew Jackson, alive.
Mummified old man yells about people of color.
Oh, it's just a tape recorder coming out of a mummy. Come on.
Oh man, how much money do you think we could make if we just
if we pitched that to Fox News? Yes. And be like, hey, we got the mummified corpse of Andrew Jackson.
We're just gonna stick a tape recorder.
And we could just say some controversial shit coming out of it.
We'll just say
give us money.
Shit.
Give us money.
They'll be like, hey, we need more racist shit on this network.
Yeah.
Here's billions of dollars.
And then we just take the money and don't do the show.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I finally get to buy Cyborg. Here you go.
I dug up Andrew Jackson's corpse just so I could buy this stupid action figure.
Here, we'll give you $75. Great, I could buy Cyborg. But Meltdown is closed. Oh.
Oh. Sorry.
R.I.P. Meltdown. Anyways.
That's also dead.
How did we get on this?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Because we got all distracted. Anyways, so Captain Marvel.
How this podcast works? I never know what we're talking about.
Yeah, though usually we don't. Usually we're a stream of consciousness. That's how the good podcasts are.
Uh huh.
So we the Captain Marvel trailer. That was okay.
It looks good.
I'm getting more pumped for it because now I kind of know a bit more of what to expect from that movie. Not a ton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mean, like Jude Law's in it for some reason. Okay. Yeah. Annette Bening's in it for some reason. Great.
Well, you know? I mean, all Hollywood people need to be in the superhero movie.
Yeah, I think that's eventually. Apparently, there's also a cat.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's in the comic book.
Yeah, there's a cat in the comic book. And there's a cat deal going on with Captain Marvel's cat. And
isn't that like an alien or something? I
think she's like an alien cat or something.
Probably.
You know,
I mean, DC has an alien cat.
They do, yes. There's
a Red Lantern. It's a Skugit.
God, why am I blanking on his name?
I can't remember his name.
You could play as him in...
You know, he's so cute. He has a horribly tragic backstory.
He sure does. But yeah, you could play as him in the Lego Superheroes 3.
Mm-hmm.
The DC Superheroes 3, and and he makes cat noises, and Leela enjoys it. So.
She does. She likes that. She also likes R2-D2.
Yes.
BB-8. Anything that makes those little weird, high-pitched squeakies, she likes. Yeah, but the Captain Marvel trailer, I think it's cool. I'm looking forward to it. I do have to say, I know it's a space movie. I know it's a superhero movie. There's, at least in what the trailer I saw, there's way too much CGI.
Yeah.
I kind of just, like, because, you know, we just watched Terminator 2 again.
Yeah.
You know, because We Hate Movies talked about it. And we watched it, you know, before we listened to their show. And I love Terminator 2. I've loved it since I was a kid. Because who doesn't, right? And they use practical effects in that movie. And they look fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, not obviously, like, you know, the T-1000 is not all practical effects.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of CGI in it. It still looks good. But, like, the fucking semi-chase through the river and, like, all that sort of stuff, that's not CGI.
No, that's just...
Like, that's practical effects. That's it looks pure action. Cool.
Pure action.
Like, in The Dark Knight, they actually flipped over that fucking semi.
Mm-hmm.
That looked fucking cool. And it's like, I'm not saying don't use CGI, but I wish they'd stop using it so much.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, no, I could definitely agree with that. Yeah. Although I am excited just for more of the cosmic shit to go on and the...
Well, yeah, I mean, because isn't Adam Warlock...
Well, Adam Warlock...
I don't know if he's going to show up in this.
When the fuck is Adam Warlock coming?
Well, because isn't it the whole thing about Infinity War that he has, like, a huge part in it? But I think they're going to part to Captain Marvel.
I guess. I don't know what the hell is he doing. He's still in that egg.
That's true.
He's still at the egg of the end of... Was that the end of Guardians 2, I think?
Guardians 1.
Was it Guardians 1 that was in?
Maybe not. Maybe it was 2.
Yeah, I think it was Guardians 2.
It had to have been 2 because didn't it start with them snow?
No, because it started with them stealing those batteries and then they...
Was that...
That was Guardians 2.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, but they... So apparently... Adam Warlock is going to be in there somehow. I don't know. I just hope he shows up.
Yeah, he might not.
I don't know. I don't know how we're going to do
it. He might just be in a cocoon for the rest of the MCU.
He's like, he's played by fucking...
This glob.
Yeah, I know. But he's like, you know, the actor playing him. It's like, it's fucking Snoop Dogg. Or I don't
sure,
know. I couldn't think of a famous actor, so I said Snoop Dogg.
I think Snoop Dogg played by Adam Warlock would be kind of cool.
Shit, it's Snoop Dogg!
I support that.
Just a golden Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, there we go. It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I don't know. That comes out next year, and I'm looking forward to that. I think it was February, right?
March, I think.
It was March
7th, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
You have to avoid February. That's a dumping ground.
Yeah. Well, maybe
January and February.
For your Mr. Plow movie.
Oh, I can't wait. It was hard powder. Now it's cold target or something. I don't know. Cold turkey? Yes, cold turkey.
Ooh,
nice. The Liam Neeson movie where he plays a plow driver hell bent on revenge after his son is murdered by a drug cartel.
Yeah, in Alaska.
No, it's supposed to be in Colorado.
Oh, we know it's in Colorado?
It's supposed to be in Colorado.
I thought it was Alaska.
Oh, no, I think it's supposed to be in Colorado.
Oh.
Because I remember seeing it be like, nowhere in Colorado looks that way.
Oh, what? Just full of snow constantly?
Well, just, number one, yes, full of snow constantly, because this is an arid environment. And number two, even when we get snow, there's still trees and shit. Like, this is just this, like, bleak stretch of nothing. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I don't know. There's some bleak stretches we've experienced out here.
There's trees.
Like right when you get over through Nebraska.
Yeah, that's not Colorado, though.
Yeah, no. Well,
like, yes, Kansas and Nebraska are flat as fucking pancakes. But once you get into Colorado, like, in the eastern plains, yes, there's a lot of, like, flat. But as soon as you can see those mountains, shit starts to change.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, you can... Remember when we drove in that one time?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. Like,
yeah, because we drove in, and then once we got into Colorado, even the pavement changed.
Right. I remember that.
And then there was just, like, you know, nothing. But as soon as we started seeing those mountains, it was nighttime. We got to see, like, a fucking thunderstorm rolling in and, like, all sorts of fucking cool stuff.
Yeah, that was neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope he's in Parker, Colorado.
Who, Adam Warlock?
Yes, Adam Warlock. We put Adam Warlock hasn't been in any of these movies because he's living in Parker, Colorado.
No, I think he lives in some mountain town, Liam Neeson's character.
Oh, nice.
But it's originally like a Norwegian movie or something.
Right.
They're just like making an American version, and I'm like, you probably just filmed it in like, you know, Vancouver or something.
I moved to film every movie in Vancouver.
Yeah, what else are you going to do?
All the shows.
All of them.
All of them.
Hi,
but,
Mila.
What else did we do? Oh, we went to see Wrestling in the comic book store.
At Mile High Comics. So there's a picture on my Instagram because there's a giant sentinel.
Which has always been there.
Which has always been there. And it just kind of like hangs out there. And it's huge. It's got to be 20 feet tall.
Yeah, it's gigantic.
It's gigantic, and it just kind of like hangs out in the back, and so you just watch wrestling under the watchful eye of a sentinel.
Which I like.
Yeah, so there's a picture of it on my Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a fan of that.
Yeah.
We
saw some wrestling.
Well, sadly, I wanted to get there soon enough when I could just kind of putz around the store.
Yeah.
Because you really can't do that. I mean, even though, people were kind of doing it, but they probably shouldn't.
Yeah, because they close at 5, I think. Mile High closes at 5, but like then the wrestling show is separate.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're supposed to be poking around in the comics.
No, you should.
Like, the owner was there. He was, like, polishing his pottery or whatever. Like, that's not a euphemism. There's, like, when you stand on the main floor, you know, in the warehouse over by where the wrestling ring is, you can look up and there's like a glass enclosure on the second floor. And there's like a bunch of stuff up there. And Sean asked somebody what it was. Cause we were like, is that extra action figures?
It was the Stitch statues or whatever.
Well, yeah. What's up there? Is that like the really expensive shit? And the answer is no, it's the owner's personal pottery collection.
There might be other comic book stuff.
Well,
up there.
That's what they told us.
Yeah.
And he just has all this stuff, and I've seen him do it before. He goes and he dusts it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because apparently, yeah. Because I was doing my research on this guy, on the Bob Rozanski, that's his name. And he's the owner of My High Comics, and basically, like...
He's been doing this for fucking ever.
Been doing this since, like, the late 60s.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like...
Well, he started it when he was, like, young, too.
Yeah.
He was, like a teenager.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, 18.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing it just selling comics. I mean, if you look at most any comic book, you'll see Mile High Comics.
His first ad was in, like, in 1980.
Yeah.
And that was, like... But at the time, that was, like, a big deal.
Yeah, but that's how people bought comics
back
then.
Yeah, in that way. And he also bought, like, the most... pristine golden age collection ever, which included an Action Comics number one.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And, that store is something else. I love that store.
That store is something else. I do have to say though, I wish they would update their website.
Yeah. Instagram. Well, it's funny because we were asking that. Yeah.
If you go to the Mile High Comics website, it is like stepping back in time to 1996.
GeoCities.
Yeah, when everybody had a fucking GeoCities or Angel Fire page, and you're like, wow.
There's a fucking dancing baby on there and shit.
There should be.
Under construction.
It's just like all black with like white text on it. You're like, wow, I haven't seen one of these in forever.
Click on these sick links. Sick is spelled S-I-K. Sick links. And it takes you to like, you know, like another guy's blog of like,
I'm sure it would cost
poorly photoshopped Britney Spears photos.
I'm sure it would cost a lot of money to update.
Do you want to see She-Hulk naked?
Maybe not. Maybe it wouldn't cost them a lot of money to update their system, but maybe it would. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just in terms of like their database. I mean, I'm certain there's a lot that would go into like if they had like
to try to migrate that shit over.
Yeah, like a really fan. I mean, granted, they could just hire somebody to do it. Fuck, I'd do it.
Well, yeah, but that's I'm like, yeah, I'll make you a Squarespace page. But at the
sick
end,
links.
Under construction, man, little guy.
Yeah. Put yourself a Lycos bar in there.
Get a counter.
Yeah, definitely. Like, definitely, man, get a counter.
I'm like the 47th person who's been to the site.
I would just have a permanent hyperlink to Carmen Electra nude.
Isn't that the first thing you ever looked for on the internet?
It definitely was one of my first searches.
Did you find anything?
Yeah, Lycos, man. Lycos was the fucking shit.
Didn't let you down.
No, it didn't. Because, you know, in 1998, we didn't have anything.
No, we just
had Lycos and Netscape Navigator.
Oh man, I had AOL, but that was back in 96.
Oh, I was an asshole. I didn't have any of that. I didn't have any of those things.
Oh yeah, we had the AOL. Yep.
AOL chat word, Carmen Electra news / sick links. Anyways, it was fun. You know, the
wrestling
was fun.
Yeah, we had a good time.
It was what was it? The promotion.
New.
I mean, I know it was
era.
New era or something like that. And
new era.
It was their.
Maybe.
It was like their. You know, their holiday show and
yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, you know, it's a very wholesome show, you know. But
I mean, I guess.
I mean, they had a guy who's Hell's Ace.
Yeah.
Who looked like Eric Andre.
Yeah.
Who also had a very confusing. He was Hell's Ace.
Yeah.
But he wore
confusing outfit.
But he wore like a white singlet, like a white wrestling singlet.
I thought he was supposed to look like the Ace of Spades. Like he was supposed to look like the card, the Ace of Spades. But then he had
like a maple leaf,
like because he's from Canada.
Yeah, he's from Hamilton. Yeah,
he has like maple leaves on his thighs, his outer thighs. But it's also like a short singlet, so yep. He has fringe that hangs down off of it.
Yep. Yep.
Then it was like, oh, I'm Hell's Ace, and like here's the front, but then on the back it just is like boots to faces.
Yeah, that
there was so
that.
I was like
lots of confusing.
There was a lot going on, and I was like, I'm really confused by your
outfit. Lots of confusing gear.
There was a lot of confusing gear.
Lots of you know, but it's an interesting event to check out. You know,
and now you know we've been to a couple of these shows, not just this promotion, but just local promotions here in Denver. And there's a couple guys that we've seen a couple times now.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them who I forget what he was going by here, but he's usually Filter.
That's right. Oh, he's like my favorite wrestler here.
Yo, he's the guy who talks.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because I forgot about the RoboCop thing. But yeah, that's right. He's one of those wrestlers that's like. He's like Kurt Hennig back in the day. This is something for my wrestling homies. For Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect back in the day, before he would do his move, the Perfect Plex, he would turn to be in the ring, and he'd turn to the camera and go, "Now you're gonna see a Perfect Plex," and then he would do it. And that's what this guy would do. This guy would just be like, this guy looks like just big dude. He picks up a dude and
he's like, "I want me to slam him," and
he's like, "I'm
like,
going
yes.
to slam this guy," and then he slams him, and it's fucking awesome.
And there's also this other guy, I forget this guy's name, but he's like,
was it the Doyle Duff?
No, I'm talking about the Crazy Viking guy.
Oh, Crazy Viking guy. Yeah, we didn't stay for the whole thing, unfortunately.
No,
but
I love that guy because this dude is committed to his gimmick to the point where
keep
he
kayfabe.
Like, he yeah You know, because the wrestlers are like standing around. You can see them.
Yes.
Obviously. Like, you know, there's no backstage area. It's just kind of like over in the
corner.
Well,
there is, but the wrestlers just don't want to stand outside in the fucking cold.
No, it's not. I mean, they're not going to stand outside in the cold. And they're kind of in the back, like behind these shelves, but the shelves aren't very high. So I can see them. I am a tall lady. Yeah. I can see them. So they're like, you know, milling around, just hanging out before the match, whatever. But there's the Viking guy who's like running back and forth, like making weird noises and like shaking, like waving his hands over his head.
Yeah.
And then on the way out at intermission, there were some little, I mean, kids.
Yeah.
They were like six. They were like girls, these little girls. And they were yelling at him and he was like, ah, oh, I get you. And he was like chasing them and they're screaming and he's like, and they'd come after him and he'd run away. And he was like, this guy's just like dedicated to his gimmick.
Yeah, that guy's awesome too.
I love that guy. I forget what his name is. I'm like, I like that guy.
I just like him because he was just occasionally, you just see him like during a match, like he would just be on the side, just running like on the side going, ah, yeah. And be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's the thing. He's just like running around, like waving his hands above his head.
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
And I'm just like, that guy lives his gimmick. Because I remember he was waiting in the lobby when we saw him
at the Lucha Libre show.
The Lucha Libre show, pretty much doing the same fucking thing.
Yeah,
waiting for the show to get out. And just, it was just like, that guy's like dedicated. It's not like you're gonna meet him after and be like, "Hey, man, great match." He's gonna be like, "Thank you." Like, he's just gonna keep it up.
I really hope he gets signed one day by the WWE and he just nonstop kayfabes. He just, and so occasionally you just be watching NXT and you see him running around. Ah! So what's that guy doing? All right. I mean, I know there's like all these NXT guys are back there, like you know, fucking, you know, Velveteen Dream and just all these guys doing their thing, and he's just, you know, it's just in the middle of like all these high concept angles they're doing. He's just like, ah.
And Velveteen Dream is that the Dream doesn't recognize this, basically.
The Dream doesn't recognize this kayfabe. So, although I do want to believe that Velveteen Dream does kayfabe, like, constantly.
I'm gonna say probably.
Like, he's doing, like, instead of doing, like, running around like a maniac, like a Viking maniac, he's just constantly just Velveteen Dreaming.
I could buy that.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great.
And that's wonderful.
Because, I mean, I would be the first to admit I was wrong about Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, oh yeah. I think a lot of people were.
I was 100% wrong because he was the guy, he was just the wrestler with his own face on his tights.
One of my favorite variants of wrestlers. There's a very few of them that do that.
It was just like this, like,
I could probably name them on five.
I think he was just going by, like, his regular name.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, him with his face on his tights and... I was just fascinated by that. And then he left. And then they debuted him as Velveteen Dream after Prince died. And I was like, oh, this is fucking stupid. It's just a Prince ripoff. Boo. And I was completely wrong.
Yeah, no, he's a fucking young as hell. He's young.
Yeah.
And he's just a phenomenal athlete.
Yeah.
And just a great performer. So I'm on board with him.
Yeah.
But sadly, he was not at this event. No, but
no, there was no Velveteen
Dream. We did get to see, there was another guy there. I think his name was Duff Doyle.
Oh, yes.
And so my thing was...
He comes out to Cotton Eye Joe.
Yes, he comes out to Cotton Eye Joe because he is a redneck backwoods guy. But he has, like, you know, he comes out like in the orange, like...
Hunting
kind of hat. And he's got, like, a vest and everything.
He had fans.
Yeah, he had
a fan. I'm not sure if they were fans or his family, but it could have
been. He had fans. There's a lot of people there wearing his stuff.
Yeah, and you know, comes out and he's... You got toilet paper hanging out of his boot.
Yeah, he sells gimmicks.
Yeah,
but my idea was you know, because his gear was orange with like black letters, mm-hmm. you know, on trim and all that. And I was like, oh, we know what they should do is get a guy to go against him named Fudd, and it's, you know, the inverse of the, it's the black tights with the red orange trim.
That'd be funny.
You know, and he you know, he's kind of like the opposite looking of him.
Comes out to Cotton Eye Joe played backwards.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that would sound like.
Or I don't know, maybe it comes out to kiss from the grave.
Kiss by a rose.
What the, whatever.
How is that the inverse of Cotton Eye Joe?
I don't know. I was just thinking about that song.
That's not the inverse of that song.
If you know what the inverse is of Cotton Eye Joe, let us know.
It's got to be a song about rich people.
Gangnam Style.
No, could it be that Gwen Stefani, like, "If I Was a Rich Girl" song?
Oh, the rich girl song, yeah, with Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe that one?
Okay, great. Yeah, see, now we got his theme song. But yeah, no, that'd be the thing. He'd come out and do the, he'd be the inverse guy. You can get like a year's worth of a program out of that. You're welcome, New Era Wrestling.
Yep, good job, babe.
But no, it was a good time. Also, real quick, before we take our break, do we have anything else other than this? Because I think this is it, but I wanted to point out, you saw a very interesting comic book.
Oh, yeah. I need that comic book, and it's only $25. So we were at Mile High, and on the wall, not like at a level where you can touch it. You'd have to get a ladder to get this stuff. They have a display where they just put a bunch of comic books.
Yeah, they just kind of like, put it like
facing out, so you can just kind of look at them. And a lot of times they're a little bit more expensive books. Silver Age, usually. Some Gold Age stuff. Where you can just kind of be like, oh, yeah, you know, here's stuff they have. And they do have some old romance comics up there. They have some, you know, old Supermans, old Batmans, whatever. And you just kind of stand there and look at them. Then on the very, very top, and I didn't see this at first. Sean actually saw it. There is a comic called Abortion Eve.
Right.
E-V-E. And not like, I don't know if it was supposed to be like the woman's name, Eve.
I think it is.
Yeah, it's not like Christmas Eve. It's like the woman's name. But apparently, I looked it up because I was like, what in the fuck is this? And it's an independent, obviously. But apparently, it was a comic book that was put out right after Roe v. Wade. In 1973, to help to explain to women about their options now that abortion was legal.
Right.
And it was done in comic book form. I want it. I've never heard of it. I want it because right. I feel like I need to keep it as like a... It's a piece of history.
It's very interesting that I
see it.
Yeah, like it's a very interesting concept of a comic book, you know, especially for the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, because usually you would see stuff like, I feel like you would see something like that in like the 80s or 90s.
Sure.
But I mean, granted, yes, I know independent comic books have been around for forever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just a very interesting.
No, I don't know how many issues.
I'm pretty sure it was just that one.
I don't know. Maybe.
You think they had an annual?
Yes, they did. They had an annual where all the characters came together and talked about the various choices they made.
Do you think they had a chrome cover?
Yes, it was a hologram.
Maximum clonage abortion Eve.
Yes, it was one of those hologram ones, and you just kind of like, she was sad in one and she was happy in the other. It just went back and forth and back and forth.
Oh, yeah, hologram one. Yes. Or ooh, die cut. Could we get a die cut? If that came out in the 90s, you definitely have a die cut.
Do you think all those women would have had belts, like with pouches on it, and they'd be like, I have to get an abortion. Luckily, I have this. And then like the nurse would show up and she'd be like, luckily, I have all these birth control options in my pouch.
She's got ankle pouches with RU486 of them.
Yeah, she's got that. And she's like, well, here, after that's done, here's my IUD pouch. Here's my the ring, which wasn't a thing back then, the Nuva ring pouch.
Oh, man.
Here's my pill pouch.
Rob Liefeld draws Abortion Eve.
Here's my
Eve.
Shot pill pouch. Here's draws my implant
ex
pouch.
Abortion Eve.
No one has feet.
Yeah, no one has feet. No feet, no babies. So, yeah.
That'd be really funny, actually, if you like drew a superhero in the 90s who literally her purpose was to like educate kids about birth control. And she had all the pouches.
Why didn't they just redo that comic for every decade?
Just all the pouches.
Yeah, in the 90s it has pouches.
It's Contraceptive Carol. And she just...
Carol?
Starts with a C. And she just goes around and with all of her pouches and her, like, huge muscles and just is like, here's my condoms. And then she shows you how to put one on.
Yeah, she's fucking jacked. She's like China.
Oh, she's so... I mean, it's from... You know, carrying the weight of the patriarchy. That's why she's so jacked. Every day I bench the patriarchy.
Oh, man, I hope there's a scene where she does some squats and it's just like places say patriarchy and,
yeah.
You know, disparate wages, you know.
just no family leave.
Yeah.
Glass ceiling.
Just pressing the glass ceiling. Yeah.
That's why she's so jacked, because she's trying to push through it.
Oh,
she
man.
She hasn't been able to.
Why?
Not yet.
See, now, watch. Well, why I read this comic, she's probably like, she's probably in there. Probably.
I'm sure it's not nearly as fun as we just made it.
No, it's probably not, but it is a thing that exists, and it's very interesting.
Yeah,
and
I really want.
And because I'm looking, I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Like, no, I like,
because they have like a random, like just so many random comics there, and that's what's so strange. And you're just like, what? You just, a lot of times you'll just go to that store and you'll just go, what is that?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times you'll just
never heard of it,
because there's so much of that stuff there. That's what's so wonderful about a place like Mile High, is that you can just literally walk around and be like, what is this?
Yeah.
Why? What are we doing here?
But I totally want that comic book. And if I bought it, I'd buy a top loader and I'd put it in there, because it'd be like a special one.
Yeah. It's definitely a top loader book.
Yeah.
So.
Because I feel like I just have to have it.
Well, I think we're going to. Hey, you know what? You only got to mine to go back there.
That's true.
I will gladly go back there and stare at things. So, but let's take our break. We'll come back. We'll talk about our book for this week.
Do you want to feel more like a part of your favorite comic book podcast? Well, then join me, David, and my co-host Dane over on Comic Trades Monthly, where every month we talk about a volume of your favorite comic series. Just like a book club format, we go through the ins and outs of character, plot, and story arc in general as to what it means today. So, come over to Comic Trades Monthly and tell us what you think of the next volume that we're going to be reading. I can't wait to see you there.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. My old fashioned has sufficiently been club soda down, so it's very exciting. Our book for this week is Avengers Spotlight, number 21 from August 1989. This technically is the first issue of Avengers Spotlight.
Ooh.
Even though it is issue number 21, because previously the show, the book was called Solo Avengers.
Okay.
But it was around this time that Marvel decided that anything Avengers related that did not have Avengers first needed to have Avengers first. So hence West Coast Avengers became Avengers West Coast.
Right.
And Solo Avengers became Avengers Spotlight.
I see.
So also I want to point out, this is another book that I purchased without realizing that I owned it already.
Oh, okay.
But because the reason why is because I looked up, I think, Solo Avengers or whatever, and I didn't see it there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I guess I don't have this. But turns out I did. So, as on the cover, it has, so Avengers, basically Avengers Spotlight or Solo Avengers, mostly focused on solo Hawkeye stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was mostly just, you know, things with him doing. Like, and around this time, he briefly left Avengers West Coast because U.S. Agent was a dick.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So, yeah. So he was not in the group right now, but, you know, eventually would return. However, he, you know, he has a bunch of solo stories in these books, and usually it would be like a story about him, and then there'd be like another random story about some Avenger, you know, somebody that they don't normally talk about or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so that's, I kind of like that. It's kind of like a miniature version of a, like a half version of a Marvel Comics Presents.
Sure.
You know, but just Avengers focused and all that. I actually might, it's kind of one of these books I might want to try to focus on buying all of them.
Oh, boy.
They do have some of these collected, which mm-hmm. is actually pretty convenient. But, yeah, these I usually have been coming, I've been coming across these more often than not. And I'm kind of like, oh, maybe I should know more of these. So, anyways, on the cover of the Hawkeye is says Hawkeye against the Horde of the Orb.
Okay.
And Hawkeye is drawing his bow and about to shoot a horde of bikers.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Crow is about to get fucked up.
And he's like in a desert-ish area.
Well, that's the thing. We find out he eventually is in a
desert. Well, you can kind of see like from the
arid climate. Yes.
Yeah.
But to his behind him is, I guess, is his orb.
Oh, God.
He's
like a two-faced guy.
Well, yeah.
He's got a fucked up face.
He doesn't look like this in the actual book, actually.
No.
He looks kind of different here. But he's telling Hawkeye, he says, "Now you're in for it, bozo." B-O-W.
Uh-huh.
Jokes. And then underneath that, there's a little half section here that says, "Plus, Star Fox goes shopping." And it shows Star Fox holding a blonde woman while he is being besieged by a bunch of warthogs dressed like Rip Torn from the Beastmaster.
So
those are our stories. Real quick before we get to this, I like this ad for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the NES game, the original NES game, which is
because it says turn your house into a sewer.
Turn your house into a sewer.
No thanks.
And it shows a Raphael coming up through a sewer in somebody's house, which has a nice fire
living room.
Like in the living room, has a nice fireplace, and there's an NES just sitting out in the open. That kid's probably getting punished because he didn't put his NES away. Mm-hmm. What an asshole! That happened to me in 1991. I was watching Krull. Actually, this is the first time I was watching Krull, and I left my controllers out. My mom said, "You cannot go to Putt-Putt and rent games." Because you left your controllers out.
Did she throw them away?
No, she didn't. But she
my mom would have done that.
Yeah, my mom did not throw them away, but she probably should have.
Yeah, my mom did actually. Not never a game system, but there was a bunch of toys on the floor once. She said, "If I come down there, they're not put away in 10 minutes. I will throw them away."
Right.
And that's exactly what she did.
Yeah, she wasn't kayfabing.
No, she came down with a big fucking black trash bag and threw everything away. Well, she donated it to Goodwill. Found out later, but
good.
She trashed him.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve it.
Probably.
So, Hawkeye, the story is called, and I think you might actually like this, "I've been in the desert with an orb with no shame."
Yep, I did enjoy that. My father is a very big America fan, both country and band, and he really loves that song about being in the desert with a horse with no name.
Yes.
And Sister Goldenhair. It's also something that we used to listen to on the tape deck of the 1989 Camry that we used to cruise around in.
Nice.
Back in the day. And he would play it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
America's greatest hits album on tape.
Which were just those two hits.
It was just those two songs.
But I thought that was really clever. That's something that actually was probably like batted around when they're in the editor's office, and they're like, "Oh, that's fucking brilliant. We're calling it that because it's solo Avenger. It's Avenger Spotlight. Who gives a shit?
It's Hawkeye.
Yeah, it's Hawkeye. And
it's
Avenger Spotlight with Hawkeye. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, nobody cares.
But we appreciate that, Tom DeFalco and friends. So, as we see here, we got Orb, who looks different here.
Uh-huh.
Basically looks like Two-Face. He's got...
except there's no handsome side. It's just both ugly.
He's fully ugly. But he's got one pink eyeball bulging side and another bluish zombie side. So apparently...
Can we just talk about this drawing? Because I need to point out Hawkeye's leg position and thighs.
Oh, okay. Thighs, yeah. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, so this one looks kind of normal.
That one looks kind of normal, but the other one looks like he's dislocated it.
His right thigh definitely does look like
he dislocated his hip.
He's definitely going to have a groin injury.
Yeah.
But he's being choked by Orb from behind.
Mm-hmm.
So Orb's deal basically is that he was a motorcycle... Crash Simpson, who I want to say is Johnny Blaze's father, but I don't think I'm correct.
Okay.
I think he used to be a partner with him, and he got hurt horribly in a motorcycle accident or some sort of accident, which he blamed. And apparently, so usually instead of having his ugly face showing, he's got a big helmet with it that's an eyeball. Okay. And he uses an eyeball to hypnotize people.
Well, they are in the desert.
And he's
lost in the desert.
They are lost, yes.
And they are fighting. I do love this panel, though, where Orb is trying to kick Hawkeye. Because it kind of makes me think of a slap fight. They're just like, no, stop it. And Hawkeye's like, look, dude. You know, he kicks sand into Hawkeye's face, but he's like, look, man, like, we're stuck out here, and we don't have the energy to fight each other, so let's just keep walking.
Yeah, and you got half of, like, you got a monster face and shit, so, like...
Here, have some water out of my quiver.
Yeah.
Not a euphemism.
This is the only way we can survive.
It's the only way. Put it in your mouth. And you're like, oh no, what's happening?
So does he keep, so does he keep the arrows on the outside of his quiver or in his quiver? Because he kind of got them kind of lined up on the outside.
I don't know.
But also you think they're going in his quiver, but he's got water in that quiver. So like any of those, I'm assuming.
Great question. I have no clue.
Are his arrows all terrain?
Sure.
Okay.
So, gives them a little water, and they just keep walking.
So they keep walking, and then they're like, oh, shit, I see a town, because it's several hours later, and they're basically fading.
I don't exactly know why they're here.
They were something, something happened in the earlier issue between him... He was, I think Orb was doing something shitty, and Hawkeye, who's been on his own for the time being, came across it and decided to interject. And then I guess they got lost in the, somehow they got lost in the desert. I probably have to read the other issues of this.
Yeah.
But something, they came across Plant Man.
Sure.
Who's kind of involved in this issue. And
he's dead now.
New Plant Man?
I'm assuming if they took him to the desert, he is dead now.
Oh, yes, because he's a plant.
Yeah.
He has no water.
Yeah.
So I guess something happened there, and now they're stuck in the desert, and they're trying to figure it out. And, you know, Hawkeye's like, ah, shit, this sucks. You know, I fucking U.S. agent, suck my dick.
Mm-hmm.
But they happen to see a town. It's not an oasis of all things.
That's what I thought it was going to be, because that's what they kind of make it look like. And he's like, oh, I'm going crazy. There's not a town there, but there is. And it's like a very nice town with like fountains and shit, but there's no people.
Yeah. It actually looks like Hill Valley.
Yeah.
You know, from Back to the Future, but no people are in it. But there's like a running water fountain in the middle of this desert town. So,
and Hawkeye's like, cool, now that we're here, maybe I can turn Orb over to the police. But there's no police. And he tries to make a phone call. I think he's trying to call the police.
Yeah, but apparently they have working phones in this place, too.
Yeah.
Somebody's paying for the phone bills, even though nobody lives there.
Mm-hmm.
And he calls the West Coast Avengers, and he gets the answering machine for the West Coast Avengers. West Coast is, which says, you've reached the West Coast Avengers compound. No one's available to come to the phone right now. Please leave a message after the beep.
That's really funny.
Because Wonder Man is taking a shit.
Yep.
This is just Wonder Man in the background saying, I'm taking an ionic shit.
Ew.
So Orb is out there kind of spazzing out, and I guess apparently he's calling upon his motorcycle gang, which is the gang we see on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, all right, I got my gang here. These are my guys. Well, you know, you're fucking done now. So all these motorcycle guys open fire, but they kill Orb.
Yeah.
Like they fucking mow his ass down.
Yep.
And so Orb's like, Orb's dead.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, now let's help. Then they try to kill Hawkeye. And Hawkeye's like,
no.
Ah, shit. And then he escapes in the back, and he sees like there's like a guard back there, like one of these biker guards. And he...
Oh, that's right. He like grabs him, but he turns out like his head comes off.
Yes.
Because he's like a plant man?
Because he's one of Plant Man's plant men.
Yeah.
He's made out of onion meal or whatever. So basically he goes to like, I think he hits him with his bow and the head just falls off.
Yeah, he just decapitates this guy.
He just decapitates him. It's just a bunch of plant meat. So he's like, oh shit, why better run? And he's running and he throws a net. And I don't know if that actually works. No, it doesn't work.
No.
And then he's about to be murdered. Yeah, he sets off a fire arrow.
Yeah.
He's using all of his whatever tricks he
everything
has left.
Everything he's got. So he like,
which somehow isn't ruined by the water in his quiver. But go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. He lights because whatever was in that net, he lights it on fire, and it explodes. But that doesn't really stop these bikers, and they come through. And he's like, okay, well, I don't have anything left, so I'm just gonna hit him with my quiver, my bow. I'm just gonna use like a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And just as that happens, guess who shows up? Wonder Man.
Oh, real quick, I just want to point out, I wish he would have been like, hey, now that you guys got the net, how about a firewall? That would have been awesome. But I guess there's some sort of tracker.
Yeah. Also a message.
A message or whatever. Apparently they got the message.
They did.
It's like,
sorry, man, I was making a sandwich.
Yeah, for some reason it reminds me of the episode of the IT Crowd when Richard Iotti emails the police to tell them that they're on fire, and then the police show up.
Right.
It's just some randomness, but yeah, Wonder Man shows up.
It's a great show,
and Hank Pym's there.
Yeah,
and he's like,
I'm here with Quinjet. I'm gonna help you. And what does Hawkeye say here at the end?
No need to rush.
Oh, jokes.
Jokes, because apparently it came at the last minute. So now we're back to some Hawkeye and Mockingbird adventures.
Okay.
With against the Brothers Grimm next issue. So that should be a hoot.
Mm-hmm.
So, now we're just jumping right into our next story, which is Star Fox.
Isn't he a creepy rapist?
He is the one that allows that can make your pleasure centers.
Right. So even if you don't want to sleep with him, he can like override that because of his power.
Yes. Yeah. I think that is kind of what he is able to do.
Yeah. So he's on some weird planet.
He is literally on a gleep-glop planet.
Yeah, it's Star Fox.
Rex,
comedy of Eros.
Yes,
Eros, haha jokes. And there's they're like Skeksis
that run a flea market.
Yeah, so there's this weird planet where there's all these Skeksis and they're wearing like, you know, flasher cloaks, and everything is offensive and obscene on their planet except for rampant capitalism. So you can buy all the shit you want, but you can't like talk about the weather because that's offensive.
Yeah, literally everything is offensive. So yeah. Like literally if you talk about like
it's like blasphemous.
Is that the color blue? Oh, how dare you?
Yeah, like don't talk about the weather, whatever, but you can totally hang out at this giant flea market and spend all the money.
Yeah.
So he's there and he is looking for somebody who's going to sell him something special.
Yes.
Last time he was there, he got in trouble because he did ask about the weather. So then where does he go here? He gets in a fight, or he throws one of these Skeksis.
Well, one of these Skeksis are basically like, they know how to fight. They know violence, but they don't know like tolerance for words.
Yeah.
So he's like, look, I want you to sell me something. You know, I just want to buy something. I'm just here. Because
buy this thing.
I'm just here to buy whatever.
So he finds a Skeksis who's going to like take him to this place where he wants to buy the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to a tent.
I thought the whole planet was a tent. It was
it
a flea
is,
market.
But this is like the special section.
Ooh.
So this is like a department store.
Ooh, so it's probably like the part in the back of the flea market where you buy the hubcaps.
Sure.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Because that's the part. That's how you know it's the end of the flea market.
Did you hit the hubcaps?
If you get to the hubcaps, you're at the end of the flea market.
I see.
There's no more flea market after the hubcaps.
Okay. Is this like a rule for all flea markets?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
Yes. Me and Benny in 1995 experienced would often do that.
What, go until you find hubcaps?
Yes. We'd be like, hubcaps, okay, I got to go back.
Yeah.
And then we go back to the garbage.
But what if there's more stuff after the hubcaps?
No, That's it.
Well, in that specific flea market.
Hubcaps is it.
Okay.
You go to the hubcaps is always in the back of a flea market.
Okay.
All right. Right before that was my physics teacher,
uh-huh,
who was a Scientologist.
Oh no!
And he had a one of those "Are you going to heaven?"
Of
booths.
Yeah.
Where I think you could test your thetans.
Oh no.
I never did.
Good, good.
But because I was too busy looking at hubcaps.
Yeah.
So yeah. But so he goes to the tent, and apparently they have different categories of things you can get that are obscene.
Uh-huh. So he wants a category C.
Yeah, so there's foodstuffs, jewels. C is partners.
Mm-hmm.
Hygiene, and then am I supposed to know what this is? Apotheosis?
I don't know what that is. I don't know. I'd have to look it up, which I'm not going to do.
So he's like...
So he wants a partner, so he goes to the C area, and is like, hey, look at all these partners. He's like, man, I need something humanoid.
Yeah.
So, and he's like, well, how about this one? And he takes him to this blonde chick.
So this blonde chick's name is Heater.
Yeah.
I don't know why her name is Heater.
I don't know. And she sees him and she's like, hi. And he's like, oh, let me spend some time with her for a second and I'll know if she's the right one. And he has to like give her a deposit on his gold card or something.
Yes, because there are credit cards in space.
That are, like, if you get on one planet, they're recognized on another.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, space credits, I guess. I mean, it's, you know what it is? It's kind of like a Star Wars, how, like, there's English that, like, actually is kind of recognized as, like, galactic language.
Uh-huh.
So I guess this is kind of something like that.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, look, you know, I got your message. Turns out he knows this chick.
Yeah, and she got herself captured, and he's here to, like, get her back, even though... So when she said, hi, she was almost had arrows, and, like, almost blew it. But he's like, okay, fine. So now I have to, like, negotiate the price with this guy.
Yes.
They start haggling, and I don't understand what happens when they start haggling.
Well, no, he just haggled.
No, here, turn the page.
Oh. So
they're haggling, and he's like, well, you know, 8,500 or whatever. And Star Fox is like, oh, no, 3,000 or whatever. And eventually they settle on a price, and he says, like, you're so good at this, weird Skeksy monster.
Yeah, but then
says that, but that I don't understand what happens here. He, like, makes him so happy that he starts, like, reciting a commercial, which is like an orgasm for him, and it's like obscenity.
Yeah, he makes him come, and he makes him recite a Skippy commercial.
Because he's good at selling things?
Well, he does. He's doing it just so he could basically pay him.
But like, I mean, I get that's his power, but like, I don't know. It's so hard for, I don't know. I completely do not understand what's happening. Like, how this is working.
I think he's just using his power to kind of distract him in a way so he can get away with having to pay.
Yeah.
So as that happens, so he so, you know, he's out there running with this chick. You know, he you know, all these Skeksis are chasing after him, and just as about to be cornered, he uses
jet boots.
No, he doesn't use jet boots actually, because apparently you are not able to fly on this planet. But what he does instead, because since he's, you know, from Titan, he has special power, you know, he has like special strength powers.
Right.
He jumps really high like the Hulk.
I see.
And manages to escape. And that's
it.
That's how it ends.
Yep.
That's it. You know what? There's not really much to this.
No, there's not.
To this story. It sucks too, because I was looking at this and I was like, Star Fox goes shopping. It's like, you know, Star Fox is a very silly character.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always kind of like interested in something that he's up to, you know, and seeing, you know, there's a few that did, but I feel like you don't get much mileage out of him because, you know, basically his character is very creepy.
Yeah. And trying to fuck,
you know, I mean, we read that one She-Hulk with him.
Yeah.
And
he was creepy.
He was creepy there too. So that's it for Avengers Spotlight. Oh, by the way, we missed the letters page in the middle. The letters page is called Single File. So actually I think I like it. It's kind of clever. I'm on board. So would you want to read the next issue?
Maybe.
Do you want to know what's going on with Hawkeye and Mockingbird?
No, I don't care about Hawkeye.
Yeah, he sucks. I think I might try to track these down because there's not a ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, usually you can find these for cheap, so I'm kind of intrigued. I said I do like myself a bunch of random stories about characters that normally don't get much play, mm-hmm. especially when you can do solo stories on them. So
right.
I'm on board. I think that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, folks. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and you can email the show at worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And, of course, please rate and review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is you get the show. We would really appreciate it. That would be dope if you can tell friends about the show. That'd be the best way to get the word out. So, but thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.